From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Midterm elections are still a year off, but on Capitol Hill, the scramble to gain an edge at the polls has already started. In the Senate, bills are being brought up and votes taken, not so much in hopes they'll pass, but rather to score political points. As NPR's David Wellner reports, both parties are playing the same game.
When the Senate reconvenes tomorrow, it will be voting to break a GOP filibuster of the nomination of Georgetown University law professor Nina Pollard. She's one of three people President Obama has nominated to fill vacancies on the powerful District of Columbia Circuit Court. Senate Republicans recently filibustered another woman nominated to that court, Patricia Millette, and they promised to do the same with Pollard. Democrats say there's a simple explanation. Republicans are blocking highly qualified women from serving on that court. Maria Cantwell is a Democrat from Washington State.
Do we have to get women elected to the United States Senate, to get women on the Judiciary Committee, to get women on the courts? Because our colleagues aren't going to help us do that.
Last week, Senate Democrats, with support from 10 Republicans, voted to ban workplace discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. 32 Republicans voted no, including Indiana's Dan Coats. The measure, he said, had a clear political objective.
Same point that's made with a lot of bills that come up. Put the other party on the defensive.
Majority Leader Harry Reid seemed to confirm that. He lamented to reporters that House Speaker John Boehner had no plans to take up the non-discrimination bill, despite polls that show more than 4 out of 5 Americans support it.
I'm flabbergasted as why they're stopping everything the American people want.
Another thing more than 80% of Americans say they want is to increase the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. Dick Durbin, the Senate's number two Democrat, says his party last Thursday discussed raising the minimum wage to around $10 an hour and then indexing it to inflation. It's about sending working families a message, Durbin says. Democrats can help them.
It's more than a message vote. It appears that there are so many non-starters for Speaker Boehner. You just wonder, where are the starters? If you can't help working families who are struggling paycheck to paycheck to get by in America, then where are your priorities? What is important?
Durbin admits he knows of no Senate Republicans who would vote to raise the minimum wage. Pennsylvania Republican Pat Toomey says it's clear why Democrats are raising the issue.
It's a populist measure. They think they can probably score some political points, but it's very bad policy, and it would, if it were to pass, it would actually exacerbate a terribly high unemployment rate that we already have. So,
but Senate Democrats are not the only ones trying to force tough votes on their opponents.
We thank Senator Graham for his leadership in introducing the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act.
Last week at the Capitol, National Right to Life Committee President Carol Tobias was on hand as South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who's seeking re-election, introduced a bill already passed by the House. It would ban all abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy, except in cases of incest or when the mother's life is at risk.
We're choosing today to speak up for all babies at 20 weeks and try to create legal protections under the theory that if you can feel pain, the government should protect you from being destroyed by an abortion, which I imagine would be a very painful way to die.
Supporters cite recent polling showing nearly 2/3 of Americans agree with them. Still last week on the Senate floor, Washington State's other Democratic senator, Patty Murray, called this bill, co-sponsored by 33 Republicans, blatantly political.
This extreme, unconstitutional abortion ban is an absolute non-starter. It is going nowhere in the Senate. And those Republicans know it.
But they also know any vote on the bill could leave some Democrats seeking re-election in a tough spot, just like the votes Democrats are forcing Republicans to take these pre-election days. David Wallen, NPR News, the Capitol.